This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. So in October, we spoke about how the World Health Organization said this year's flu shot may be a mismatch. And I get very frustrated in the media and as a physician when I hear headlines such as that, because if you hear early on in the flu season that the flu shot is going to be a mismatch, some people are going to take it the wrong way. I, as a doctor, love getting the, info. Please, send me the memo. I'll then be able to kind of brace everybody and go, look, get the flu shot, but don't sit there and think you're a superhero and you have perfect immunity because, the flu shot might not be as good. But when the World Health Organization made that comment in the fall, the media were kind of hesitant to jump on that because people will say, oh, well, then heck with it. If it's a bad flu shot, why should I go and buy it? Why should I inject myself or the kids with it? No need. And so this year, it is being confirmed that our flu shot, not as good. Now, we don't know if it's in the 23% range. We don't know if it's in the 40% range. A good year is about 60, 65%. So when somebody goes, oh, my gosh, it was only 65% effective, that's kind of damn good. That's as good as we get with these flu shots. And we've talked about why. In order for us to figure out what we need to do in our flu shot, we got to watch the Southern Hemisphere. We got to watch Australia. Australia will get their flu before we do. So when we were all hanging out in the summer and I was enjoying my birthday and, out in the sun, I think I was in Europe and it was fantastic. There was this real bad flu season going on in Australia. But the primary strain was supposed to be H3N2. And H3N2 scares the hell out of us because we had 80,000 people die a couple of years ago from the H3N2. So from what we understand, the powers that be that decide on the vaccine were stalling. And they were like, okay, are we sure? Are we sure? These are the strains we want to protect, we want to, use for the creation of our flu vaccine. And they tried to stall as long as they could, which is fine. I support that. And then finally, they had to call it by February of actually, they had to call it a February of our year, obviously our February, as Australia was still kind of not going into their flu season yet. So we had to make a guess because we need to make our flu vaccine in the spring, get it approved, mass produce it in the summer, start distributing it in the summer, which is why some of us are getting our flu shot August, September. Well, if Australia is dealing with their flu from February to August, then how are we figuring it out to that degree of accuracy? And then H3N2 is the type of virus that what happened a couple years ago is it started to mutate. The strain that was circulating was mutating before we could finish making our vaccine. So we made our vaccine that looked like this, and the virus already looked like this. And basically what we do with the flu vaccine, there's two types. The main one is the one where we use a killed virus. So we take the body of the virus and we basically kill the virus, but we need its body shape. Some viruses you can't do that because the body shape doesn't hold. But our immune system needs to be able to identify that shape so then when it gets into our body, our immune cells are ready to go. So the very first time you're exposed to something, your body's like, what the hell is this? But the second time, it's ready. So that's why we do the flu vaccine or any sort of vaccine so our body can identify what it is that it needs to fight so when it comes into our body, we fight it. It's kind of like boot camp. So in boot camp, you know, people say, man, they got the blank kicked out of them going through boot camp. But it wasn't like being shot at in real life, right? Because we're trying to get you ready for the fight. That's what the flu vaccine does. Not that I'm trying to relate getting a flu vaccine to boot camp, but what I'm saying is in terms of your immune system, you're trying to put your immune system through a little boot camp so that when the real bug comes, you're able to fight it. And that's how the flu shot works. We also have the live attenuated versions. Those we can't give to pregnant women and we can't give to kids under two. And those are where we take a virus, we weaken it to the point where it really can't do much, but it still holds its shape so our body is able to identify it and build up an immune response. We have live attenuated versions of chickenpox, the varicella virus, and other sorts of viruses. So it allows us, in terms of certain vaccines, to measles, mumps, rubella, it allows us to still identify and build up an immune system without getting sick. So they're saying the reason why this season is a little tricky, and this is what I've noticed with patients, is the influenza B came first. Influenza B, if you remember a couple years ago, came second. Influenza A came first, hurt a bunch of people. Then influenza B was the second wave. This time influenza B came. And influenza B is a little bit worse for kids. And it was a little weirder. So people were like having fevers that weren't that high, but they were still feeling achy, still feeling flu-like symptoms. We even had some GI issues. And they said that what happened was, remember I told you guys our flu shot is supposed to cover the Brisbane, the Kansas type A, H1N1 and H3N2, a Victoria lineage type B, they call it Colorado. The thing is our shot covered the V1A.1. The new strain is the V1A.3, so just a tad bit difference. This flu shot can still offer some protection. For some people, the flu shot will be totally fine. But for others, it might not have worked. And then we have the Phuket. I can't pronounce it the way it's supposed to be spelled, Phuket, but it looks like pho, but we can't say that. There's also, for the quadrivalent, the Phuket lineage of an influenza B. Okay. But that one, Phuket, we don't have to worry about that one. I don't think that one is bothering us. So, it's a little tricky this year. So most people will go, oh, okay, well, then I definitely don't have to get the flu shot now. No, okay, because here's the thing. If that flu shot protects maybe 20% of the time, 30% of the time, you might be that 1 in 4 that it protects. Or it may mitigate some of your symptoms, may lessen the severity. So we're still suggesting flu shot. Takes a couple years, a couple weeks to kick in, but we're still peak flu season. We've had, I believe, 4,800 deaths so far, 80,000 hospitalizations. We still need to protect ourselves. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, McDonald's hasn't been in the news for a while. Usually that's not a good thing when you're not in the news, when you're in the news. And here's why. This headline, reported by Fox News, a McDonald's worker was caught on camera with his hands stuck down his pants. While a man was visiting the drive-thru at McDonald's in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, he saw an employee standing with his hand stuck down his pants. He did not appear to be wearing a uniform, and he was standing in the kitchen at the time. So he said, "I was with my girlfriend, and we were getting food for my daughter." This is according to John Holieb. He said, "My girlfriend made a comment about how she can't believe no one is wearing uniforms. Then she notices the guy with both hands down his pants. I looked and said, 'WTF, this is crazy.' There was a few of them just standing there talking. Then I reached for my phone and took two pictures." He also explained that after the incident, a woman saying she was the general manager sent him a message. He shared a screenshot of the message which said, "Good morning, my name is Kara. I am the general manager of the restaurant from your post. I just want to let you know that I had some employees send me your post this morning and wanted to let you know that the matter was corrected immediately. I work hard to keep food safety as my top priority and continue to do so. Please know that the owner and I have taken action." I think that's pretty cool. And then, of course, state spokesperson for the company said, "Providing safe, high-quality food is our priority. We immediately addressed the situation as soon as we were made aware, and I can confirm this individual is no longer employed at my organization." So, for those of us that have ever worked in restaurants, whether it was fast food or sit-down dining establishments, and I've worked in both of them, or multiple, we have horror stories. You know, I've been reluctant to tell you guys some of them because some of the places I've worked I've been open about, and I don't want to, you know, vilify a company I worked for that took good care of me. But when I saw things that other employees did, it was frightening. And, in fact, I almost couldn't eat out for years because you know what happens in these kitchens. So without naming a specific place, and hopefully you guys don't remember some of the places from where I worked, you would see the scratching. You would see somebody kind of, you know, picking at their acne. You would see people come out of the bathroom not washing their hands. You know, the bathroom will say employees need to wash your hands. And how are we supposed to wash our hands? We're supposed to sing happy birthday to you, right? Happy birthday to you. We're supposed to be doing that multiple times. Actually, two times. So you wash your hands twice to the happy birthday to you song. Nobody does that. They go, shh, and they're done. That's not enough. Especially if somebody went in there having certain issues and having to replace certain things while they're going to the bathroom. But what worried me, it wasn't so much a hand washing, because a lot of restaurants now, they make people wear gloves. What worried me was I would have, let's say, allergies, and my nose would run. And I would, there were a couple of restaurants I worked at. One was tray service, so you had to put everything on a tray and then carry the tray. It really messes up your back. The other is where you have all the dishes on your hands. And so you could hold four or five plates on each arm. And it's skill. It's skill. So I would walk out with these plates, and then my nose would start to run. And I don't want my nose, and I had bad allergies, and I didn't want my nose to drip into the food. So, and you can't, when you have the plates, rub your nose onto your shoulder. So I would have to put the plates down immediately when my nose would run, on other people's tables and say, hold on, wipe my nose, run to wash my hands, and then come and get the food. Now, my manager said, just bring the food back, wipe your nose in private, wash your hands, and then bring back the food. And, you know, so I would do that so I wouldn't be putting food on other people's tables, you know, but, and I'd be like, don't touch them. And the clients wouldn't. I'm like, look, this food is that table over there, so don't touch it. And then I'm going to bring it over. So people can see that nothing happened to the food, but, you know, there's a lot of room for infectious disease to happen. So I would go back, put the food down, clean my nose, wash my hands. So I don't think I infected anybody. But imagine somebody that was a little less concerned about people being exposed to their nose. But that's not the big thing that worried me. I speak Spanish, and I would listen to what some of the cooks would say. And they would joke, but you don't know how much of it was joking because you weren't always there. So when somebody would complain about the food and you'd bring it back, you got yelled at, okay? You got yelled at, and, you know, I'd be like, and I could hold my own. And then a comment such as, well, I am going to put my blank in it next time, or they are going to eat my blank. usually is just a comment that might have, you know, no real threat involved. And I never saw somebody carry that out. But you do have people out there that, what was it? What was that movie where, The Help, where the, you know, cook didn't like who she was taking care of and they were mean to her. So she actually put poop into the pie that she baked for them. Okay? I think this stuff really happens. I think it does. And, you have people that think it's funny, they don't care. And so, I don't send food back. I don't. I never will. I'll just eat it. I may never go back to that restaurant. And I don't want you guys scared about that because, you know, most restaurants have good management and they're going to be on it. But, I know people. Now, I told you guys about how I cut myself and my blood fell into the dressing. So I dumped out the dressing. I stayed an extra, 20, 30 minutes to remake new dressing and whatever. But imagine somebody who wanted to go. There was a party. Like, I could just mix it in and nobody could see. So, you know, when people say you need a home-cooked meal, part of the reason why you want to do a home-cooked meal is because, you know, it's you. But then I also have kids. And they'll come down and they'll scratch themselves and go, Mom, can I help? No. Wash your hands, okay? You know, why do you have to scratch? And I don't get this. There's a lot. Okay, remember Married with Children? He would sit there with his hand in his pants. There's something that guys, and it's not what you think. It's just they like to have their hand near that area. And I don't know if it's a protection thing. I don't know if it's an instinctive thing, but guys just seem to, and I could be wrong, I'm not a dude, but every guy I know, his hands always seem to just be near there. And it's comfortable. You know, and I'll tell my kids, don't forget to wash your hands, you know. I mean, they're like, Mom, I'm wearing pants, it's fine. I'm like, but your hand is just near the area. You have to unzip to pee, then you zip it up. If for some reason you don't, you know, see, that's the other thing. So guys, you don't pull down your pants to pee, right? You have an opening, so you're still fully dressed. And what if there's backsplash? So even your pants, I think, are dirty. Well, I think McDonald's handled that well. It's a shame somebody had to get fired for standing there with their hand in their pants. But, you know, when it you're talking about food, you're talking about public health, that's important. I was at a, I can't name the restaurant. But it's a restaurant that is kind of notorious for the waiters being mean to you. And I don't mind that. I think that's funny. I love the back and forth. But this waiter asked me for my ID because we ordered a drink. And I'm like, well, that's kind of complimentary because I'm in my 30s at the time. So I give him the ID, and he sticks the ID in his pants all the way in, makes a very crude remark about what he did to my picture, and then he threw the ID back on the table. Well, I saw little things that to me looked like lice eggs. I took the family, we left. I didn't know how I grabbed that ID. I think I took a whole bunch of paper towel. I called the manager, and I said, do you realize that he could be spreading, you know, pubic lice? Okay, this is a public health, this is a health department violation. I scared the hell out of them. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic Speaker Nancy Pelosi revealing her list of House impeachment managers will prosecute the case against President Trump in a Senate trial, a trial now expected to begin on Tuesday. The team will be led by Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, chairs of the House Intel and Judiciary panels. The other managers, California's Zoe Lofgren, New York's Hakeem Jeffries, Florida's Val Demings, Colorado's Jason Crow, and Texan's Sylvia Garcia. Nadler saying at the briefing where the managers were announced,
because, I mean, some people said, well, you know, let the election take care of it. He's trying to cheat in that election. So it is essential that we bring this impeachment to stop the president from trying to rig, not from trying, he tried, from rigging the next election.
President Trump will be signing the first phase of a new China trade deal shortly, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're drowning in IRS tax debt, pay attention to this special announcement. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. Get ready to take this number down to take advantage of the new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Here's Jesse from Las Vegas.
I've been so stressed out lately knowing that I owe the IRS over $22,000, and now they just garnished my wages. A friend of mine told me about Superior Tax Relief, so I called them, and they were able to stop the garnishment, and they were also able to help me with my other tax problems. I feel so free again, and I would definitely recommend Superior Tax Relief.
Call Superior Tax Relief now, 800-780-3910, and speak to a qualified professional who can protect you from the added fees and negotiate your tax liability. Superior Tax Relief can help open new doors with the IRS Fresh Start program that's available now. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call could save you thousands. Call 800-780-3910. 800-780-3910. That's 800-780-3910.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, baby. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is interesting. Okay. I didn't watch the Democratic debate last night. I didn't know it was on. I mean, I knew until after, and I don't know. I was busy. I was working. We had a lot of patients with flu. And I guess there was some very interesting moments between Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders because of that allegation that he said a woman couldn't win the election if she's up against Trump. You had Joe Biden, I think, taking starting to backpedal on certain policies he did with Barack Obama. He said his vote was a mistake when it had to do with military force in Iraq. Am I the only one that just finds this whole thing ridiculous? Both sides of the aisle. This doesn't have to be just a Democrat thing. Where you vote a certain way, you start to get attacked, and then you either, you know, go, oh, yeah, well, forget about that. Okay, that was me in the past. You know, just like Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton saying, I believe, you know, traditional marriage is marriage between a man and a woman. And then all of a sudden, you know, Hillary and Bill have to kind of backpedal and go, no, it's different now. We, you know, I saw that with Sanjay Gupta on marijuana. He was, you know, talking about on one news segment years ago how marijuana is not, you know, good. And then all of a sudden changed his, you know, take on that. And I'm a fan of Sanjay Gupta, but it's, you don't really see consistency with people anymore. And people think that's okay. You know, it used to be, okay, well, you know, what you stood for is what you stood for. And now we change. My mind goes back and forth a lot. I'm like, well, I see this, but here's the thing. I usually don't take a very, very, very strategic stand. I'm usually not very, decisive. I can see both sides, and I'm like, this is why I lean towards this. Except the one thing that I will never backpedal on is my statement that the ACA sucked, okay? The Affordable Care Act was a stupid bill. That I don't ever see myself needing to backpedal if I ever run for office. The ACA was stupid. So while some people watched the debate, others didn't, what's on people's minds is, okay, what's going to happen with health care? Not a lot of people think a Democrat's going to win. This hasn't really been talked about a lot in the news because they're still kind of, you know, fumbling around, and, you know, Sanders and Warren used to look like they kind of had each other's back. They don't seem to anymore. It's starting to get a little bit, you know, more nasty. Cory Booker has left the race. The field is starting to, you know, diminish down to, you know, the top contenders. You got Buttigieg, you got Klobuchar, but you got still in the leads, Biden, Warren, Sanders. So, actually, Buttigieg is kind of getting up there. The healthcare debate seemed to highlight a little clash between Elizabeth Warren and Pete Buttigieg, or is it Buttigieg? I could be pronouncing it wrong. And they don't seem to be that far different. They do want us to move towards a public option. Warren is like, it's just going to be Medicare for all. It's just going to be Medicare for all. Buttigieg is like, how about Medicare for all who want it? Let's not force all Americans onto government health care coverage. We will offer a public option for those who want to enroll. And Warren's like, oh, that's too small. That's not strong enough. Yeah, you see, that's the thing. I don't get that about liberals, where they feel like if they got to do something, they got to go all out, all big. The Affordable Care Act could have been a good bill if there were little baby changes that got absorbed, transitioned nicely, and then you do a different little change. But the ACA had to just be a cannonball in a small pond, and it destroyed a lot of things. And same thing with this Medicare for All. Why aren't the politicians going, okay, look at this, what we're going to do. If some people can get on Medicare at the age of 62, what we're going to do is we're going to send it to 60. Then in a few years, 55. Then a few years later, age 50. And we will very slowly transition it, figure out how we're going to implement a tax structure. Not that I want more taxes, but if I was a Democrat, I would come up with a smart way to show how we will, by the year 2030 or 2035, be on a Medicare for all system. No, that wouldn't work. You guys are shaking your head. It won't work. Why? They need votes in 10 months. They need to convince everybody to vote for them. So they have to promise big. Was it Sanders that said he was going to wipe off everybody's college debt? Or Warren? I need to double check. One of them said, I'm just going to wipe off everybody's college debt as soon as I come into office. I mean, bribery. And if somebody is inexperienced with how government works, they'll buy it. They're like, oh, that's great. I have $30,000 in public debt. Great. In student loan debt. Fine. I'll vote for you. Remember, they have to fight Trump on the economy. The average person is doing a lot better than they did during the Obama years. And I forget who it was that wanted to just give everybody $1,000. Was it Randy Wang? Yang? Was it one of the candidates wanted to just give people money, $1,000 a month? People, the Democrats are trying to find ways to make you think your bottom line will be better if they come into office. They're in defense right now, which is why they don't look like they're in a good position. But the problem is they can make some real, real bad decisions and real bad promises. So Buttigieg with his, okay, well, Medicare for all who want it, once the government starts to compete with private industry is going. It's going to fall apart. That's what's happening with California. California is going to set up a prescription system, a generic prescription system. Find one company, well, or a group of companies, that will undercut everybody else so you end up buying your medication from the state. And it ends up then putting the other companies out of business. So whether it's Medicare for all right now or you could choose, well, you see our choices out there, our choices suck. Yeah, either way, it's going to be a form of socialized medicine. Now, some of you may be like, Dr. Dahlia, look, I have a horrible deductible. I have a $5,000 deductible. That's not my fault. That's the wellness fault. $5,000 deductible, I'll take whatever. Okay. But what do you think that insurance is going to look like? You know, my grandma's Medicare wasn't that bad. My mom's Medicare is okay. But it gets worse as the years go down. Because as more people go on it, they have to cover less. A lot of people with Medicare still have to pay out of pocket. Yeah, it might be better than what some of us are dealing with private insurance. But if you are going to not just add a few million onto the system, but you want to add 200 million onto a system, and who's paying for it? Oh, the rich and the employers. Now you're going to have inflation. Now you're going to have unemployment. It's probably not going to be a first-class rate insurance plan. It's going to be probably very skeleton. And now you put out all the private insurance companies out of business, so there's not really a lot of other options to go to. So I'm not excited about either. Now, all we can hope for then with healthcare is that somebody figures out how to get the insurance company out of the equation and have people deal with the doctors themselves. If we could do that, I think we're going to get prices down. But don't have the government the middleman. 1-877-DR-FELLER.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, it's Sue Costner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. STDs are back in the news because states have been ranked on how high STDs are rising within their borders and vicinities. And the CDC has released its latest sexually transmitted disease surveillance report, along with new data on a number of STD cases across U.S. counties and metro areas. Innerbody.com led the research. They analyzed the latest statistics on a city-by-city basis and developed a list of top 100 cities. I'm getting this from Innerbody.com, with the highest STD rates along with key trends. STDs are continuing to run rampant, especially in the South. Nearly half of the top 25 cities with the highest STD rates were in the South. California led all states with the most cities in the top 100. They had seven cities within California that ranked. Ohio and Texas tied for the second most cities, both of which had six each. So there's also state STD rankings, but right now the cities with the biggest jump in STD rankings from last year was Columbus, Georgia. Jumped 17 spots from 32nd to 15th. Jackson, Mississippi, up 13 spots, ranked now number 2. San Francisco is now number 4. Milwaukee, number 7. But guess who came in number 1 for STDs? Baltimore, Maryland. Cases include HIV, syphilis, chlamydia, gonorrhea. The top 5 cities are Los Angeles, California, in terms of total cases, not the biggest jump. In terms of total cases, Los Angeles, California had 92,000. And again, these are people that are getting them reported. Chicago, Illinois had 58,000. Houston, Texas, 36,000. Phoenix, Arizona, 34,000. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 28,000. They also noticed that 3 of the top 10 cities were relatively small, like Augusta, Georgia, Killeen, Texas, and Shreveport, Louisiana. But they said what's interesting about those places is they're home to relatively large military bases. According to the CDC, over 2.4 million combined STD cases were reported across the U.S. in 2018 alone. But a lot of STDs are asymptomatic, meaning a lot of times you don't know you have it. Chlamydia, gonorrhea, HPV, you might not know you have it. HIV and syphilis, you know, camp out in your body, brew, before you even know. So these statistics do not include the thousands of people who may have an STD and don't know it, or go and try to treat it themselves. I told you guys why you're having a hard time getting a Z-Pak now for bronchitis. It's because in the 90s and 2000s, people would come in going, I got bronchitis, I need a Z-Pak. I'm like, well, you know, we don't really treat bronchitis. I go, no, the Z-Pak's the only thing that works. I've been coughing, I got fever, I think I have a walking pneumonia, you need to give me a Z-Pak. And you couldn't really prove if they had bronchitis or not by examining them. So you do the Z-Pak and then use that Z-Pak for their chlamydia or gonorrhea. So there was a lot of self-treating. Now, the CDC stresses if you are sexually active, getting tested for STDs is one of the most important things you can do to protect your health and others, by the way. Make sure you have an open and honest conversation about your sexual history and STD testing with your doctor. There are some at-home STD tests, but let's right now take a look at the top 20 cities and what's going on. Because if you live here, you live in these cities, you gotta kind of, you know what's going on. So Baltimore, Maryland came in as number 1. Per 100,000 people, 2,000 had an STD. So that's what, 2 per 100 or 1 per 50 people? They're a population of 600,000. They have about 207 HIV cases, 7,600 chlamydia cases, 210 syphilis, and 4,200 gonorrhea cases. Now, some people go, well, okay, HIV and syphilis could kill you, but gonorrhea and chlamydia, who cares? So what? It burns when you pee. No, so what? You could get disseminated gonorrhea. There are fertility issues that these drugs can do. If certain babies could, if you infect a woman who is pregnant, it could hurt the baby. So any STD is bad, okay? Jackson, Mississippi had 1,800 STD cases per 1,000. They have about 237,000 people, 86 cases of HIV, 52 of syphilis. Philadelphia, 1,800 cases per 100,000. They have 1.5 million in Philly. About 500 HIV cases, close to 459 syphilis cases. San Francisco, their population is 883,000. They had less HIV cases, 246. So when people think that, all right, well, HIV is an issue that just has to do with young gay men, they're wrong. HIV affects any of us. Heterosexual, homosexual, male, women. And it's not just a San Francisco illness, like people thought in the 80s. Montgomery, Alabama, 71 cases of HIV. But for their small population of 225,000, there was 1,700 per 100,000 people. Augusta, Georgia came in next. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Killeen, Texas. Killeen, Texas had 4,100 chlamydia cases. They have about 355,000 people. Shreveport, 242,000 people. They had 1,600 per 100,000 STD cases. Indianapolis came in next. New York, Bronx, New York, came in next. They had 498 HIV cases, but 17,000 chlamydia cases. Fayetteville, North Carolina came in number 12. I don't think they had any HIV cases. Manhattan. Manhattan has a population of 1.6 million, 1,500 per 100,000 cases, 393 HIV cases, 16,000 chlamydia cases. New York is pretty hopping. Tallahassee, Florida, came in at 14. Columbus, Georgia, number 15. Peoria, Illinois, number 16. Washington, D.C., came in number 17. Washington, D.C. had 630 HIV cases. And their population is 1.7 million. So more than San Francisco. 17,000 chlamydia cases. Washington, D.C., pretty rampant. Columbia, South Carolina, next. Denver, Colorado, next. Birmingham, Alabama. And then other cities that came in kind of high was Memphis, Little Rock, Mason, Georgia, New Orleans, Greensboro, North Carolina, Cleveland, Ohio, Anchorage, Alaska, Kansas City, Detroit. Well, Kansas City, they're all excited about the Chiefs, so they celebrate a lot. That's my guess. Detroit, Michigan, Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm going to Cincinnati in March. They're not getting that city. Then came Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Richmond, Virginia, Waco, Texas, Savannah, Georgia, Kalamazoo, Michigan, St. Louis, Missouri, Toledo, Ohio, Lubbock, Texas, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Chicago, Illinois. And then rounding out, oh man, we could go on. Wait a second, I want to find where's Nevada in all this? I thought Las Vegas, Nevada ranked somewhere, and I don't see it on here. See? That's pretty damn good. We're doing a good job. So what is it? Why are some of these, you know, smaller cities having issues with STDs? Well, it could also be access to care. You know, I'm seeing a lot of people calling in on telemedicine saying, yeah, I'm having burning when I pee. I have a UTI. Can I have an antibiotic? And I'm like, well, maybe, you know, have you had any recent sexual activity? Yeah, that's why I have a UTI. Well, recent sexual activity can mean you have an STD. You need to get checked. People get mad. I don't want to get checked. Well, but, you know, I promise you got burning when you pee. You know, STDs or UTIs, urinary tract infections happen when you get a bacteria in the urethra. For men, that's odd. It could happen. But, you know, the way the plumbing is, it's really hard for rectal bacteria to jump on it unless, of course, it's exposed, you know, it's being exposed to, you know, the rectum. But for a woman, the plumbing's kind of right there. So as long as a woman knows how to wipe with toilet paper, you know, she could kind of avoid it. Or if sexual activity is done with some care, making sure you don't, you know, transfer between openings. But many times the burning when you pee could be chlamydia, gonorrhea. It could be a semen sort of allergy, other sorts of inflammation. So, get tested first. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I am too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.